Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. President Obama announced that illegal immigrants who came to this country as children will be able to stay and obtain work permits. He said it's not a permanent fix. It's just a temporary stopgap measure to help them get reelected.
President Obama has issued an order allowing some illegal immigrants to stay in the United States. Yeah, Mitt Romney says he's fine with this plan, at least until his landscaping is finished.
There's Jay Leno and Conan O'Brien having some fun with one of the hot topics this week, President Obama's change on immigration policy. So immigration reform gets us started in another hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. From Fox, Kretovan Susteren talks to Senator Marco Rubio. Rubio thinks that something does need to be done about immigration reform, but he didn't like the way the president sidestepped Congress trying to get it done.
The president has signed an executive order about immigration mm-hmm. for a certain segment of our society. You agree or disagree with the president?
I don't agree with how he did it, that's for sure. And I want to say that I think there is a consensus, and I've talked about this with you and others, that we do want to help young people who are undocumented through no fault of their own, have graduated high school, have very good grades, have a lot contributed to the future. But we have to help them the right way. We also have an illegal immigration problem in this country, and it's a significant one. And so the balance we're trying to strike is, how do you help these kids who need the help, but how do you do it in a way that doesn't encourage illegal immigration? That's not an easy balance, but we have to get that right, because otherwise it could have some very significant unintended consequences. Unfortunately, the way the president's done this, there is no discussion. He's basically, by fiat, shoving this down the throat of the American people. And more importantly, he's ignoring the Constitution, ignoring the congressional process. I know I get frustrated with Congress, but that doesn't mean I'm about to ignore the Republic, because I have a really good idea that I think everybody else should see it the way I do. I think that's really the problem. From a practical point of view, what the president has done is going to make it harder for us to arrive at a reasonable, bipartisan, balanced approach to these kids' situation. And I think it's going to, in the short term, I know a lot of these kids will be happy because they're desperate for a solution. But in the long term, what they really need is a long-term solution. This is going to make it harder to find one.
Is the president signing the executive order to do this, is it an unlawful exercise of power? Was it an unconstitutional move?
Well, I certainly think it ignores the Constitution.
But,
if
you ignore the Constitution, yeah. I mean, are you saying sort of politely that it was unconstitutional?
Well, let me say the president believed it was unconstitutional not so long ago. And something obviously changed in his mind, I think, is probably the proximity of the elections, that he was willing to do something like this. You know,
but you're a lawyer. What do you think?
Well, I think that it borders on unconstitutional. I think that it certainly may even very well be. Even before, I mean, the reason it's not that I don't want to tell you that it's unconstitutional, because I probably am going to conclude that it is. But I think that's a strong statement. And before I say that, I should obviously study all the applications of the law to make sure that's exactly the case. Let me put it to you this way. I think it ignores the Constitution. I certainly don't think it's something that's constitutionally defensible, and I think he had reached that conclusion. And I believe that after I'm fully done analyzing the situation, I think all of us are going to arrive at the conclusion that this is unconstitutional.
Do you think in the next two years, regardless of who's president, that we will finally have some definitive policy, immigration policy in this country? Because right now some people are upset that the borders aren't being mm-hmm. secure. Other people are upset because people are getting tossed out. I mean, people are all over the board on this.
Well, I hope so, but this just made it harder because it's just poisoned the well, and I think it's changed the dynamic of this. And what's to stop the president now? Why don't he can go on and decide not to enforce the immigration law at all? And some argue that's exactly what he's done before we got to this point. Look, this immigration issue is complicated. It's not an easy issue. On the one hand, there's a real human element to it. I mean, the vast majority of people that are here undocumented are here because they're in search of a better life for their families. On the other hand, we can't be the only country in the world that doesn't have immigration laws it enforces. And I think we also have to remind people that we are the most generous country in the world on legal immigration. 1 million people a year immigrate to the United States legally. What other country in the world even comes close? And there are millions of people waiting to enter this country legally. They've waited in line. They've paid the fees. What do we tell them? Come illegally. It's cheaper and faster. Those are valid concerns as well. Those two things have to be balanced. And I think that's a hard thing to do. It takes time to arrive at that point. But I think when he does these sorts of actions that ignore the Constitution and ignore the Congress, the president makes it harder for us to come together and work on this issue in a responsible way.
If you can believe it, the pros and cons continue of the president's immigration announcements last week, and that'll be here next on the Talk Radio Countdown.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life Agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does SelectQuote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, who takes blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-914-2995 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-914-2995. 1-800-914-2995. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing. Get it made today. Staples. That was easy.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Any multivitamin can say it's complete, but when you dig deeper, are you getting more than the bare basics? Does it have everything essential with quality ingredients, clinically studied? Do the homework and you'll find the choice comes down to just one, Centrum. The multivitamin that goes beyond the basics of other brands with nutrients essential for optimal health. So you're at your best. Centrum, always your most complete.
All right, let's keep going here on immigration reform here on the Countdown with Radio Man Bill Meyer talking to former Congressman John Leboutier of New York about the president's change in his immigration policy or the country's immigration policy and how it's having a negative impact on Romney's campaign.
You're saying that Congress or that Romney has not responded to this political move by the president very well. Is there any way to recover at this point, or has too much time gone by?
Well, and by the way, the other thing that he didn't do that has been a kerfuffle for him this week is the Rubio thing. Yesterday morning, the story broke that Romney, his staff, is not vetting Rubio for VP. And as the day went on, he was barraged, Romney was, with questions about it. And by the end of the day, he came out and said, oh, yes, he is being vetted. Well, you know, who cares? But the point is, the whole Rubio Hispanic thing has sort of thrown a roadblock in front of Romney this week. Instead of leading the charge against Obama, which is what the challenger has to do, he's been a little on the defensive. And that's what's bothered me about it. It's not too late. I've been saying for weeks, this is Romney's election to lose, Bill. The way the economy is going, the negative karma around Obama, I think Romney's going to win the election and may win it quite handily.
In spite of this problem, though? In spite of this,
Yeah. I don't think this is the end of the road. I mean, I'm a little distressed that he seems to be ham-handedly running the campaign. They should have been ready. Look, Obama does this thing last Friday, and we were all surprised by it. It was out of the blue. Saturday, Bob Schieffer pre-interviews on tape Romney for Sunday's Face the Nation's first Sunday morning show other than Fox that Romney's done the whole campaign. Now, that's Saturday they taped it. he must have known he was going to be asked about the Obama announcement the day before, yet he had no answer. They kept saying, as Schieffer kept saying, well, if you're in office, will you keep this order in place? Will you keep this or not? And he wouldn't answer it. And that became a story, that he wouldn't answer it. He should have had an answer, so you keep moving.
Why wouldn't he have an answer for something like that? Because I look at Mitt, and although he's not my favorite guy for candidate, he's not a stupid man. So what causes this? Is it someone who is ambitious but not really hungry, or just not hiring good people? I mean, it's not exactly like the guy doesn't have money.
No, it's none of that. He's smart enough. The staff is okay. It's not that. It's he's scared to death of being accused on the right of being a flip-flopper. He took the hard right position in the primaries on the illegal immigration. He is afraid if he deviates one drop from that, the right is going to come after him. And that he cannot afford in his mind.
Is that a reasonable fear?
No. No. The right is not going to sabotage or ruin him. The right hates Obama more than they'll ever hate Romney. So Romney can tick him off a little bit. Wouldn't hurt him.
Talk host Geraldo Rivera with Senator Jim DeMint of South Carolina. They talk about the president going around Congress on this issue and what he intends, that is, DeMint intends to do about it.
So what do you think about this whole Dream Act circumvention by the President of the United States?
Well, you know, part of our problem and the reason we have so many innocent victims in our country today is because for decades we've chosen not to enforce our immigration laws. And now the president wants to solve that by arbitrarily not enforcing some aspects of them. Again, we're not going to solve the problem. We're going to create a bigger problem. Certainly everyone in this country should be treated humanely. But the way to solve this problem is to come up with an approach to enforce our borders and control them, but also deal with those who are already here. And we need to do that in a bipartisan way, in a constitutional way, which is the Congress makes the laws and the president enforces them. And he has too many times already just decided he doesn't like that law, so he's not going to enforce it. And it's a short-term solution. I don't think it gives a certainty to the people that he wants to help.
What do you want to do about it?
Well, I think November is the only thing we can do about it, Geraldo. We don't have time for court cases and all the complaints, and he knows that. We're just a few months from the election. My hope is we can change things in the White House and the Senate and begin to turn this country in a different direction, back towards the direction I think that made it exceptional. But we'll just have to try to point out to the American people that that's not the way our constitutional government is supposed to work. Only a few months ago, the president said he did not have the authority or power to do what he just did. So it clearly seems to be timed as a political gesture, and maybe one to cut off what Marco Rubio was trying to do, which was to do it through a legislative process. And the last thing the president wanted was a Republican solving a problem.
This is slightly off topic, Senator Jim DeMint of South Carolina, but Pew Research today announced that there are more Asian immigrants coming into the country now than Latino immigrants. They're more educated. More of them are legal, though still a substantial number are illegal. Do you think that will change the conversation on immigration, Senator DeMint?
Well, I hope it will, because this should not be about a class of people that we are against or for or trying to waive the laws. I mean, we need to have a workable immigration system that serves the best interest of America. This is not a gesture of compassion or how we're going to provide aid to people all over the world. We need to do what's best for our country. And there are a lot of people that we call, you know, they're the high-tech visas. Some of the Asians that are here getting PhDs overstay their visas. And like you said, most are here legally. Some are not, and a lot of that comes from just overstaying student visas.
Up next, we shift our focus to Eric Holder and the contempt of Congress vote taken against him. That's next on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The talk continues, our review of the stations we listen to, the hosts that we listen to get sort of the pulse of the nation when it comes to issue-oriented talk. Host Dan Kaplis and Craig Silverman talk about President Obama claiming executive privilege and what he's trying to hide with Eric Holder and the Fast and Furious scandal.
Wow, Barack Obama now claiming executive privilege. And what a great moment this is for America, because, Craig, I think it's going to be that magic potion that breaks the spell for some folks. They'll now be able, I think, to see Barack Obama more for who he truly is. Barack Obama claiming executive privilege. And now the question becomes, what did he know and when did he know it? Because you don't claim executive privilege unless you've got something to hide. Now, sometimes there are legitimate claims of executive privilege, national security secrets, very sensitive deliberations on critical policy matters. And if you can't have those deliberations done confidentially, well, you can't have full discussion and conversation. But what we're talking about here, Craig, you know this, obviously, we're talking about running guns to the Mexican drug cartel. We're talking about then the correspondence after the White House put out a letter that proved to be false, saying that the guns were being monitored. We're talking about what emails were then being sent, which is critical because you can bet there were a lot of people from ATF saying, wait a second, that isn't true. We didn't monitor them. What's going on? So this is a big moment. Barack Obama and Craig, the funniest sound I've heard in ages, we just heard together in the ABC News at the top, that one gentleman saying, I don't believe Barack Obama has anything to hide. No, by definition, if you're claiming executive privilege, you're hiding something, and the only question becomes whether it's legitimate to do that or not.
Yeah, but your excitement is a little off-putting. I can understand where you're coming from. You want Barack Obama not to be the president. I'm in kind of a sadness mode. Maybe it's because I voted for Barack Obama. Maybe it's because I expected so much more. This is a serious situation. 2,000 high-powered weapons were paid for by our taxpayer money and then allowed to walk to the Mexican drug cartels, and it's already been used to kill Brian Terry, who was a Border Patrol agent who also served in the military before that. They have been used in about 200 murders in Mexico. Think if you were in Mexico how you would feel about it. As he tries to pander for Latino votes, think about what he did.
Time for talk radio caller input. Here's what some of you have had to say about Attorney General Holder being charged with contempt.
It doesn't take a genius to figure out that Eric Holder is covering up something.
And this goes beyond Mr. Holder. This goes up above him. I don't believe that anybody could sit there with a straight face and tell anybody that they did not know what was going on with all these guns going over into Mexico when they can tell you what gun you bought from a local gun store in the United States. I truly believe that he is a liar. He's covering up something other for himself and above him, too. Nothing has really been done. There has been no punishment really handed out. And I believe he should be held responsible, and whoever else above knew anything about this, for Brian Perry's death.
They are just continuing the situation there with Mexico and the drug cartels, what Bush started. Now, the Republicans knew all of this. Bush administration started all of this with the drug cartel. The Congress up there trying to throw up everything they can to keep them doing the work for the American people. Student loans, jobs, here, creation. They first were talking about the women body parts. Now they're going to pick this up. They know what's going on. And if you're going to get Eric Holder, go back to the people who started this. Bush administration. Obama and everybody else need to wake up and say, that's who first started this. They just continue this. What had already been going on.
So let's get some more of your calls. Feel free to come on anything. 800-510-8255 on the Talk Radio Review.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
Any multivitamin can say it's complete, but when you dig deeper, are you getting more than the bare basics? Does it have everything essential with quality ingredients, clinically studied? Do the homework and you'll find the choice comes down to just one, Centrum. The multivitamin that goes beyond the basics of other brands with nutrients essential for optimal health. So you're at your best. Centrum, always your most complete.
Hey, dog, where's your owner?
Watching Netflix.
Yeah?
He can instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as he wants online.
Well, I know what you did on my lawn, and it's not funny.
It is to kids.
Well, what are their parents supposed to laugh at?
The sophisticated jokes. You know, like, that dog chasing his tail reminds me of politicians.
Instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as your family wants on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because more Americans than ever are worried about having enough money in retirement, frustrated with losses in their 401ks or mutual funds, and upset about skyrocketing government debt and being ravaged by taxes. The Wall Street casino has recently had all the previous gains of 2012 wiped out. And after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call 888-885-8820 to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to safely grow their wealth. Call 888-885-8820. Get your free book right now at 888-885-8820.
So the story of Eric Holder continues as a big item of interest with some of the political news talk, a lot of them actually, that's why we're focused on it, around the country. You're listening to the Talk Radio Review, hot hits in talk radio as established or determined by the folks that produce this program and also talkers.com, giving an ear to the radio, and also to some of the other new media elements. And so we've come up with a lot of callers who want to talk about Eric Holder. Let's get at it. 800-510-8255. We start this half hour with Wanda in Ohio, doesn't like all this attention toward Eric Holder.
It's like they're trying to hold up Eric to keep him from doing his job with the country of voting rights and all of this stuff, because that's what they bring up all the time. And this is the way Republicans do stuff to hold stuff up over the Democrats' head, like Maxine Waters and everybody you see that they're pulling up for a committee. What wrong are they doing when they won't have any investigation on the things that they're doing? That's what we need to see is two Democrats and Republicans up there. So are they breaking the law in some kind of way so we can see the things that they've done to break the law? Because where we are today is because of them, and I don't see them having a hearing on what was done. So leave Eric Holder alone and stop trying to do your bully pulpit and bullying that they do all the time. They're trying to hold something over his head so they can get their way when it comes time to vote, because he's standing in the middle of the wrongdoing that they're trying to do.
Isn't that amazing how people get certain ideas about things by listening to whomever, whatever? I'm not saying that the lady is wrong. It's interesting. 800-510-8255. We'll leave that conversation as it was and move over to Sherry in California, who doesn't also, kind of in the same vein as the last caller, I think. Sherry, what do you think?
The way I look at it, they should file contempt charges against Bush and the Republicans, because they're the one that started Fast and Furious, and they knew about it. And Holden is the one that stopped it. And ISA should be ashamed of itself and the Republicans. They are making a joke of themselves, and everybody knows it. This is ridiculous, and people are getting tired of this crap. It is really a joke what they're doing to this country, and it's going to come around because people are watching this. They're not dumb anymore, and I can't believe that they're doing this. And Holden is holding up good. I'm proud. He should. They should leave him alone and start filing charges against themselves for all the things they've done, the war, taking money from children, old people. It's a joke. I mean, this is ridiculous.
All right, hearing a little more of the same, 800-510-8255. So if you don't know the whole story, let me bring you up to date. This is the first time, by the way, the president has invoked executive, this is since he took office anyway, this is President Obama specifically, invoking executive privilege to justify withholding Justice Department documents relating to the Operation Fast and Furious gun smuggling investigation. The House Oversight and Government Reform Committee is looking for this stuff. The operation was supposed to track the guns from the U.S. to Mexico, the drug cartels getting their guns from Americans, but many went missing. Two were found at the scene of a Border Patrol agent's murder. Republicans have accused Eric Holder of misleading Congress as to what he knows about the operation. So the committee voted 23-17 to hold Holder in contempt. The votes were divided, as usual, the Republicans voting for contempt. Democrats voted against it. What a... this is... You know, I have a basic question. And maybe you'll reflect on this in part when you call or think to call 800-510-8255. The question about what America has become. The land of the double standard. If you lie to Congress, it's a felony. And if Congress lies back to us, it's politics. If you dislike somebody of color, you're a racist. And the other way around, however, it doesn't seem to hold. There's a double standard. I think that's what I'm speaking about. And I think that there are a lot of questions that need to be answered. Are you willing to tackle the tough questions? Is it all about the Republicans? Yeah, this time around, maybe it is. Democrats do the same. Why does this system, why do we think this system works? Because it doesn't appear to work anymore to me and lots of other observers. So does it not work? And if it doesn't work, then what do we do about fixing it? 800-510-8255. Linda is in, is it Russellburg, Virginia?
It's Russburg.
Russburg, yes, ma'am. You're on the countdown. Hi.
Good morning. I was just calling, you know, I've heard several people state that Fast and Furious began under Bush. Fast and Furious didn't begin until 2009, months after Bush left office. And if it had begun under Bush and Bush was responsible, I'm sure they'd have no problem releasing those documents.
Mm. So under the circumstances, not releasing the documents indicates that he's guilty to the average person. Otherwise, why wouldn't they release him? What are they holding up? What are they hiding?
Well, if you don't have anything to hide, why not show them? And my contention is, if it were Bush's fault, trust me, they lay those documents out for the world to see.
Mm. All right, ma'am, thank you. 800-510-8255. Congressional panel voting to charge Mr. Holder with contempt. And so where do we go from here? Is this a side show for the political season we're in, running the interference here for the election process? Keith in New York thinks the contempt of Congress vote is political.
This is a purely political gamesmanship on the part of the Republicans because, when they had Jamie Dimon on Capitol Hill, they practically, genuflected and kissed his you-know-what. So, they're a bunch of frauds. They're all about trying to disrupt Holder's, investigation of their voter suppression in Florida. They're trying to distract from that because they don't want Democratic voters or people who tend to vote Democrat to be able to vote.
800-510-8255. Walter, what say you?
I say, if they have the documents, release them, because they was a border agent murdered. And I think, a life is there. Family is distraught about it. And they need to come up with the documents and do the right thing because a border agent got murdered.
All right, 800-510-8255. Congressman Darrell Issa on the mind of Carol, who's listening in Joliet, Illinois, WJOL.
Remember when Daryl Issa took over the committee in 2010? He said he wanted one hearing per week for 40 weeks on President Obama and his administration. Now, this mess of the guns was started under the Bush administration, and it was written by Mukasey, who was head of Bush's, who was the attorney general at the time. The Democrats have asked Issa to call Mukasey and have him testify about the program, and, of course, Mr. Issa refuses to call them because he does not even want to talk about Bush's involvement. I heard Cornyn, I think it was, when he was trying to chastise Holder, talking about how he's impeding the voter suppression laws when he was, and that's just what they want to do. They want to shut this attorney general down so he cannot investigate what they're doing in their voter suppression rules that they're passing all over the country. They want to shut him down. They have gone after Van Jones. They've gone after Shirley Sherrod. They're going after Eric Holder. And they've always gone after President Obama.
800-510-8255. So what's this tool, the executive privilege tool, involving treaties, sometimes treason, allegations of political cover-up, extramarital sex, energy panels, U.S. attorneys? Executive privilege is a legal and political tool that has been used a lot. Do you think that it is appropriate, or should it be eliminated? 800-510-8255. Let's hear from Dan in Cross Plains, Texas, listening now to the countdown on Eric Holder. Go ahead, sir. You're on the air.
Well, yes. I believe that the president is involved, and I think he was the instigator into this Fast and Furious program to try to take away the guns for the people that are gun freaks. And he is now having it traced back to him, and with all these documents that the ISIS crew is asking for, and as a result will implicate him as well. Also, on this allowing the illegals to stay in this country, I believe that is a slap in the face to the Supreme Court. I think he knows, through whatever necessary means he might know, that the Supreme Court is going to uphold the Arizona law, and this is just a way to say, yeah, well, this is what for you, the kind of routine to the Supreme Court, saying, take that.
All right, sir. Got it. 800-510-8255. Talk Radio Countdown Show with more of your calls in a matter of moments here. Stand by.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom. And Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities, that owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal, and the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day, and the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Instant messaging. Instant coffee. Instant hair removal. The world has gone instant. So why does it take so long for your hotel points to add up before you get any rewards? At America's Best Value Inn, there is no waiting. Sign up for our free value club at any of our 1,000 hotels in North America or at americasbestvalueinn.com and enjoy an instant 15% discount, room upgrade, and late checkout when available. We've got you covered with more value, more comfort, and instant rewards.
This is a special announcement for listeners with dark circles or puffy eyes. If you have dark circles, puffiness, or bags under your eyes, we want you to take part in the Lumitone free bottle giveaway. Lumitone is a revolutionary cream made specially for the sensitive eye area. It instantly fades the appearance of dark circles, and Lumitone reduces the look of puffiness, bags under the eyes, and fine lines. We want you to try Lumitone free. That's right, free. You only pay shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-427-4657. If you have dark circles or bags under your eyes, puffiness around your eyes, or you're just tired of looking tired, you're eligible to take part in this limited-time free giveaway. With Lumitone, dark circles instantly fade from view. We want you to see for yourself and try Lumitone free while supplies last. Hurry to find out how to get your free supply. Just call 1-800-427-4657. 1-800-427-4657. Call 1-800-427-4657.
Listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHome31.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs and we're both at home full time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome31.com is A-plus rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion dollar company and they do business in over 75 countries. No selling soap, no pressure, no cold calling. They bring money-making opportunities to your computer, either full or part-time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to IncomeAtHome31.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome31.com. IncomeAtHome31.com. That's IncomeAtHome31.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show. Interested in Eric Holder? Interested in President Obama? Interested in who started Fast and Furious? That's what we're talking about here in the main. Roger, listening to KUGN in Eugene. Yes, sir.
Well, I heard that that thing was planned under the Bush administration. It was on TV in 2006. The initial planning was under George W. Bush's administration, but this isn't anything new. Do you realize that we had American troops over in Russia fighting with the whites against the Reds in World War One? And then what about Iran-Contra? Nothing's new under the sun. I mean, you can go back to World War One and find out we were illegally in Russia.
All right, sir. 800-510-8255. Brenda in Arkansas on Eric Holder.
Actually, I do believe Eric Holder is responsible for this. First of all, he lied to Congress. On May 3rd, when he went before Congress, he said he didn't even know about DOJ yet. The DOJ didn't know anything about Fast and Furious. But it turns out that he did. He actually had to backtrack that and say, oh, wait a minute, there was a report last July. So, and then additionally, people keep talking about that this program was in the Bush administration. Well, it was, but they notified the Mexican authorities about it, which the DOJ in this case did not do. They actually tracked the guns, which this DOJ did not do, and people were killed. I mean, a lot of Mexican citizens were killed. Brian Terry was killed. And for our Department of Justice to lie to Congress, I mean, that's an impeachable offense right there. I mean, he should have resigned. And I don't think it's about racism. I think it's about the lawlessness of this whole administration. I mean, they go around Congress for immigration. They just think they can do whatever they want. They don't realize there's three branches of the government. And there's absolutely reason to impeach him, not just criticize him in Congress.
All right, so we go around and around with this. 800-510-8255. The essence of all of this seems to me, it's a political season. Going back, doing a little quick research, this all started in 2006, was ramped up in 2009. But is it really about Fast and Furious? Is it really about Eric Holder? Is it really about Obama? Or is it about just a general situation here in our country, and it maybe isn't just our country, the whole world is in turmoil. Has it always been? The gentleman who called a few minutes ago talked about what it was like in World War One. Is that just the human condition, and we're more underscoring it because we have more technology that points the finger, you know, you can get into things a little better, a little more thoroughly? What a confusing mess, huh? 51 after the hour.
How much are you spending on your protein? Did you know that at normal cooking temperatures, you lose 50% or more of the amino acids that make up your protein? This means you're throwing away 50% of your money when eating cooked proteins, and you're burdening your organs of elimination. Proteins are vital to your health, but to get the full benefit, they must come into your bloodstream as undamaged amino acids. One World Way is processed in a unique manner to protect the amino acids so they're easy to digest and use at the cellular level. The health benefits of undamaged whey protein are well documented. They are healing, reduced inflammation, increased levels of glutathione, detoxification, weight loss, muscle gains, more energy, and a better sense of well-being. If you want to have the energy to achieve your dreams, consider adding One World Way to your diet. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
The smartest thing my company did was to give us WebEx. I'm in sales, and now I get twice the meetings, close twice the business, and make twice the money. I guess I should say thank you to the folks in IT.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. Who's hobnobbing with whom? And what's it all about? I guess that's the old song. Remember, what's it all about, Eric? This fight has been going on for a long time. The Republicans trying to take a shot at the Obama administration. But you do wonder why the executive privilege was brought in here. And it certainly does look like something's being hidden. But it is all politics. That's what this is. And in the meantime, the president doesn't, well, the whole operation of the country. I mean, look at the headlines and if you will, come up with an opinion based on things that work versus things that don't work. The nuance of this gun running thing and, you know, looking at a lot of other stuff. Is this the most important thing that Congress could be involved in right now? How's the economy doing? How are you doing? Right? Back to politics and the economy and your, how does what went on with Eric Holder affect your life personally? I'm betting it doesn't have anything to do with anything that you really care about. Really. Think about it. 800-510-8255. Jane in Virginia, with again a focus on who started all of this.
I would like to remind everyone that we are a country of checks and balances, that we are a country of laws, and that no one is above the law. And our government is set up so that we should be able to come in and investigate any wrongdoing. And also, this program, if anybody would do their homework, this is not the program that was started under Bush. This is a different program that was started in the Obama administration. It doesn't have any of the safeguards that the Bush program had. And this program was set up to stop gun sales. And they wanted to make it look like most of the guns that are coming into Mexico, and they talked about it a lot, were furnished by the United States. And it's just really sad that it was being furnished by our own government.
800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. You can always follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Just go to the listen box at DougStephan.com. Artie in California, and once again, the focus on race.
You know,
know, really what it comes down to with the Attorney General is it's just a witch hunt because the Republicans are not going to be able to win on any of the issues that affect the American people. And with all the Republicans changing their voting laws in every state to try and keep minorities out of the process, because the only way they can win is by cheating, this is a witch hunt against the Attorney General. And I wish that for once we would call it what it is. White America is not satisfied with a black president. They cannot take that. That's what it really comes down to. So they go around these little back ways and these other little things, and when we talk about justice and all of this, how many crimes did Bush and his crew get away from? Everyone forgets about that as if that never happened.
All right, so it's the, and you know what? There's something to what he said. I think there are a lot of white people in this country, depending on where you live and what your education is. That guy's right. There are a lot of racists who don't like him because he's black. Face up to it. Bill in Illinois, appalled at the AG's behavior.
As a Democrat, I am so appalled at this Attorney General. First of all, you know, he wanted to try get more prisoners in New York. He wanted to house him in Illinois. They appointed an Obama backer to investigate, you know, the leaks in the internal house. I mean, every law enforcement agent out there puts his life on the line. And then to have the Attorney General under, which the passenger started under his administration, not Bush's. And that's very clear and documented. I mean, I am just so appalled that my fellow Democrats keep calling in and say it's a race thing, it's a race thing. Look at the facts. And the last point I wanted to make is I'm so appalled at the news media for not giving this coverage.
800-510-8255. Bob in Sarasota, you'll wrap this up. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I'm just calling about the 1,800 guns that were transferred to Mexico. I don't hear the Mexican president or anybody in Mexico raising hell about these guns sent there. If I had done that, I would probably be considered a terrorist. So I'd like to hear more about what the Mexican president has to say about it.
All right, well, we'll get there right on that, sir. We'll call him right away and see what he has to say about it. The Mexican president is doing what most other people in Mexico are doing, preparing for Mexico to become part of the United States. Lots of people moving down there, working. It's all a sham. It's all a lot of noise. It's all a distraction from the realities of what's going on. And this time has come to an end for today.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.